This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe2Tell were down last month. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin.
The latest data show reports decreased about 79% when compared to May. The program received 547 reports last month. Most were related to suicide threats, drugs, and child abuse. June reports included a person reporting that their friend had gone days without answering their phone. They worried about their friend's health and safety. Local teams conducted a welfare check, spoke with the student, and involved the Department of Human Services. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
If you're someone in crisis, call 988. A person died on Lake Pueblo over the weekend after a small ski boat took on water and sunk. CPR's Paolo Chalcedo reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife said three people were on board the boat when it began sinking. Two passengers were wearing life jackets and were rescued by park rangers. The deceased victim was wearing pants and boots, but no life jacket, and disappeared underwater after trying to swim to shore. This is the first death on Lake Pueblo this year. If confirmed by the coroner, this will be the 24th water-related death in Colorado this year. A record 42 people drowned in Colorado bodies of water last year. I'm Paolo Chalcedo, CPR News.
Aurora will no longer send police officers to Denver if the city asks for help. Aurora City Council approved the controversial resolution 5-4 Monday night. The decision stems from a disagreement over which city should pay for damages to protesters over police misconduct during the 2020 George Floyd protests. That's when Aurora sent officers to help Denver police. A lawsuit between the two cities is currently pending. In Denver and Boulder, hot again today, highs in the 90s. In Grand Junction, another day with a high over 100. For Vail and the Central Mountains, highs around 80, with a chance of rain showers later this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC. Stick with us for the BBC News Hour. It's 106.